Hi there. Happy Friday and welcome to Divine Connections. Our listeners may have noticed that we've moved again and we're back on Friday nights. But Happy New Year to everyone, and we're starting a new series of shows, and we're so delighted to be back again with the team. This year's team is Sue Fields Dalamonte, Jessica Marie Tatro, and me, Lynn Bleasdale. So with the terrible trio is back again, and we're going to be doing mini readings and spirited topics. So I just say hi, Happy New Year, Sue and Jessica. How are you guys doing? Happy. How did you make it through 2020, which refuses to leave?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Sue.
No, go ahead, hon. I'm going to interrupt for one real quick. Let me interrupt for one real quick minute. Lynn,
Absolutely. The
on-air clock is saying we only have 14 minutes of airtime left.
Okay, yeah, I think I left my brain in 2020, so I'm just going to do that now. You go right ahead. we're safe.
Okay,
thank you.
Go ahead, Jess.
It's very, very, you're on the ball. Thank you. Okay, go, Jessica.
I was just going to say, you know what? We made it, but gosh, it feels like we barely made it sometimes.
Yeah.
It was quite a year, but for me, I'm so excited about 2021, and I think it's going to be, you know, for myself personally, I hope for everyone else, I think it's going to be a better year. And that's what I'm hoping. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think so too. But things that make you go, right? It's been like, and you know,
sure.
And I know for some it's been a tragic year. You know, we send love out to everyone who's, you know, lost a loved one to this horrible, horrible virus. But okay, I don't want to get this into a. You know, I don't want to pull the energy down here. It does break our hearts. It really does. But I think
we'll just keep
trying to light up the dark while we're still here. And yeah, so Sue, you're doing okay, are you? Or you guys have both had a little under the weather for a while here.
Yeah, I'm getting better. I'm still weak. I'm still very tired. I get tired very easily, but I'm getting stronger every day. I can smell again. I can taste again. So that's good.
Yeah.
I appreciate
Wonderful.
The weight loss, but I want to do it a different way.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah. I hear that, Sue. My son had gotten sick with COVID in November, and then it kind of just traveled. You know, because we all live together. So we had just finally gotten over it. I think for me personally, it was a lot like a cold. I felt achy, you know, just under the weather. And I did lose my taste and my smell, which was very bizarre, may I add.
Yeah.
It was such an experience. And I'm kind of grateful for it. I mean, It was an experience, you know, to realize what it would be like not to have to be able to taste things or to smell things. I thought it was really interesting. So I had finally gotten that back about 2 weeks, 2-3 weeks. I'm almost there. I can start to smell again and I can taste my food again. Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is very nice. I said, you know, I survived cancer. I survived 2 heart attacks. I will be damned if some virus is going to take me out.
Right.
Pity the fool who messes with Sue, boy. I tell you. Virus or nothing. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well,
How about you, Lynn? How are you doing?
I've been very gratefully, haven't caught the virus yet. I've had a couple of little rhinoviruses, sneezing my head off and whatnot, but it could be the dust in this house too. I don't know. let's see. I don't know. I'm just chugging along, you know. I kind of figure I'm grateful every day for waking up in whatever shape, yeah. You know. So I don't know, like, even though we are psychic human beings, as everyone is, but we've developed ours a little bit, you can't predict the future, right? So you just have to live each day as if it might be the last one, right, on Earth. But,
absolutely.
Yeah. We were just talking about when people cross, it is actually not a loss of them. They're in a much higher vibrational place, and from all the descriptions we have been mainly watching, it's a bliss place. You know, it's like we don't have to worry about all this worldly stuff. So I think that's why I like doing this work, because it comes from the spiritual plane, and all the worldly brouhaha, like, there's so much nonsense going on in this beautiful world, this planet that is such a treasure trove for us, and we've been given all these beautiful things, and anyway, Sue and I were just saying before you came on, Jessica, like, a lot of these people who have died and then come back, they're like, darn, I didn't get to stay. I wanted to stay. I did not want to come back.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like, I can't handle the work. I can't handle the stress, you know. But I guess we're here. We are definitely here for reasons that we discover as we go. But I think, you know, one of our main reasons is it Bob Marley said to us, light up the dark? Yeah. So I think that's...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, one of our reasons for the work we do. So our topic tonight is resolutions, people making resolutions, setting intentions, and reinventing ourselves. And I've noticed this a lot with people, the expectations and the way we punish ourselves when we're not able to follow through. You have to ask yourself, have you set the bar too high for yourself? And are you asking too much of yourself? Mm-hmm. So Jessica and Sue, like, carry this conversation, because I know you guys, we've all been born into a world where, like, unless we get it together and realize, as Ryan used to always tell us, what other people think of me is none of my business. So, you know, we do a lot of pleasing, and we worry about whether people think we're cool or we're successful, whatever it may be. But take it away, because I'd love to hear what you guys feel about this. It really is a bad way to try to go, you know, if you're like flogging yourself for what you see.
It really is. I mean, so many people will set the expectations so high. They go into the new year. Okay, new year, new me. I'm going to lose 100 pounds. That's wonderful, but is that a realistic goal? How about saying, new year, new me, I'm going to lose 10 pounds. When you lose that 10 pounds, say, that was easy enough. Now I'm going to lose 10 more. Set your goals to be attainable. Don't say, I am never, ever eating any junk food or anything again. That's unrealistic in this world.
Mm-hmm.
Set your goals to eat healthier, okay?
Yeah.
Four days a week, I am going to cut out all fast food, all junk food. I'm going to cook at home. I'm going to eat healthier. Have one or two days that you indulge. And be realistic. When you completely deny yourself of something is when you want it more.
Good point.
If you have a chocolate cake sitting in front of you and your mouth is watering for that chocolate cake and you don't eat a piece of it, you end up eating the whole cake.
Mm-hmm.
If you want a piece, eat a piece. And instead of trying to completely reinvent yourself with a new year, why not just say, today I strive to do better than I did yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We are all going to stumble. We are all going to fall.
Yeah.
We're all going to get in that frame of mind where somebody does something to just tick us off, and we're going to lose our temper, and we're not going to be a nice person. We're not going to be a light worker. We're not going to be a positive soul. So what? We're human. Just because you have one day that you messed up doesn't mean your whole life has to be that way. And, you know, there is a thing called righteous anger. So
mm-hmm.
if somebody does something to you and you get angry, that's not wrong. If you go out and deliberately try to hurt somebody, that's absolutely wrong. But if you react to the situation, you're human. You're living in hell on earth. You know, set realistic goals for yourself. If you want to lose weight, I'm going to lose 10 pounds. If you want to eat healthier, I'm going to eat healthier this many days. Or I'm going to cut out this one thing and see how I go from there. You know, strive to just be a better person than you were yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
The only time that I ever set a New Year's resolution that I did not break was probably about 10 or 15 years ago. And I said, I am no longer going to allow people to walk all over me and take advantage of me.
Okay.
There
yep.
is nothing wrong with standing up and being strong and sticking up for yourself. And that lasted for a long, long time. But then I fell back into my old ways and worried about what people thought and trying to please everybody. And I don't like conflict, so it's easier to avoid a situation than to confront it. But just try to be the best you that you can absolutely be.
Yeah, yeah, little bits by little bit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts, Jessica, on this topic? There's a lot to say about this topic, boy.
Yeah, I really like that, and I like what Sue is saying. I think for me, I really do like, you know, setting intentions for a new year, but for me, I don't set them too high because I know better than that already.
Good for you.
I've already been there, done that. So I just try to be light about it, but always set my intention to have a better, like, so my intention for this year, honestly, is to go vegan. And I was thinking, how can I do baby steps on that? Because I know me, and I'm a carb lover, like galore. So instead of just going cold turkey and going straight to vegan, I think it would work better if I kind of transitioned into it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. Wow.
And that's kind of where I'm at. You know, I'm trying not to set the bar too high, and I'm trying not to, you know, I'm trying to be reasonable. I'm really trying to be honest with myself. But a lot of my reason for doing that, for wanting to switch to a vegan lifestyle with my eating habits is because I have a lot of food sensitivities. A lot of food sensitivities. So I'm almost there anyway.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, talk to me after. I've got I have some really good vegetarian recipes.
Ooh.
Yeah. I made the switch many, many years ago, and I really do feel better for it, you know?
Yeah.
Although, you know what? Some of my best friends are meat eaters. I love them dearly, and I would never judge, you know, on that. But I remember I made these flexitarian burgers once for a couple that were heavy carnivores. And so this is like a half and half burger, right? It's got some meat and it's the rest is made up with veg. And it's absolutely delicious. However, I had these two over for dinner and they were more, their stomachs were used to meat eating. And so they went, oh, these are fabulous. And they each had about two burgers.
Wow.
Yeah, I could have attached strings to them and they would have floated away like they were they got so bloated from the vegetables they weren't used to.
Goodness. Wow.
Yeah, little kind of a little toot-toot thing going on there for them, but it is a little bit of a switch for your body, right? And but, man, you do feel, once you're used to it, it feels a lot better. You feel a lot lighter, and I don't know, it's kind of nice being able to look a cow in the face and give it a kiss, you know?
You know, I think a big part of it is my health. I get eczema if I have corn, gluten, soy. I mean, canola oil, dairy. I mean, I can't have cheese. You know, I mean, there's so much stuff like I already cannot have because I do get eczema from it. And so I have a lot of food sensitivities. So I'm thinking since I'm already halfway there, I might as well just take the plunge and go all the way. So that's kind of my 2021 goal, and we'll see how it goes. I'll be light and playful with it and just set my intention.
One of the big things is if you fall off the wagon in anything that you're trying, you know, whether it's an emotional thing you're trying to do or food or weight, whatever it is, the thing is, don't beat yourself up if you fall off. If you, it's not failure. It's not failure.
I'm already anticipating that I may fall because I know
of course you
me.
Will.
I just know me.
Yeah.
I'm emotional. I'm a carb emotional eater. So And having, you know, been cutting out smoking and stuff like that, I gotta go easy with myself. So, but So I'm really
cigarettes
not
are
to
really
setting.
Hard.
I finally picked that. So, the end of the last year. And so for this year, having that behind me, I want to just go completely vegan to see how much better that makes me feel. So.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. And we'll help you through it with recipes and cheering. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Now, Lynn, are you vegan, Lynn, or are you vegetarian?
I'm what they call an ovo-lacto-vegetarian. I use eggs and milk and cheese and stuff like that, things that don't require killing the animal. Now, I do get the local, I try to get it from responsibly farmed places, right? And I do try to substitute where I can, but it's kind of a halfway thing. I don't know how completely vegan I would be able to go because I live with a carnivore, actually, so it's very interesting. Well, it's, you know what, you learn mutual respect though, because you know, he has this meat and I don't go ew meat, right? I try to, you know, be cool about it, and he won't eat my veggie burgers, but you know what I mean, it's like we just, you know, we kind of agree to disagree, and I respect his lifestyle, he respects mine, and, you know, so we're the same deal on eggs and milk and stuff like that.
That's what it's all about. Yeah.
There's a couple of people that do the chicken farming that I know them, and I know that their animals are taken good care of and stuff, so, you know, and that. And again, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I was just agreeing with you. I think it's, you know, it's a personal favorite for me to, you know, have my food treated well. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yep. And that's something, if you are a meat eater, you can try to find the sustainably sourced and the humanely sourced places for that. And they are growing. I mean, I really do have hope for our species in many, many ways, is that people are learning to go greener. They're learning to have a respect for the animals. I'm just remembering a scene from that movie, The Gods Must Be Crazy. You guys remember that movie?
I've seen that one.
Oh, Lordy. You got to watch it. It's one of the best movies you will ever watch. It will warm your heart and make you think. But it's about an Aboriginal this pilot drops a Coke bottle out of the sky, and it drops where this tribe has never seen it before. And it's this wonderful thing because they can do all kinds of things. They can bang with it and they can make food, but they start to fight over it. And it becomes a thing that causes strife within their tribe. So this dude says, I'm taking it away and I'm going to throw it off the cliff and give it back to the gods. But anyway, they're showing this guy doing his hunting. And what he does is he has a little blowpipe with a sleeping toxin on the end. So he kills this goat, but he puts it to sleep first. And then he offers a prayer over the goat and he says, thank you. And he, you know, says that the animal has offered its life for this food, and he apologizes to the goat. And a lot of people think, you'd probably think, well, that's just bonkers, but it really touched my heart to see that scene. Yeah, it's on, it's probably on Netflix or something like that. But it's a wonderful, wonderful movie. And some of the comedy in it is so silly. You'll be laughing your, you know what, off. It's hilarious. I'm just looking for where you can find it. It's an older movie, right? And there's a second one, and that's the one that's got the honey badger in it. And that's an image that comes up a lot when I'm readings for people.
Okay.
Oh, Gods Must Be Crazy is on YouTube. So just look it up on YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. And if you've got time to enjoy it, you'll see what I'm talking about. But, yeah, and it's not just diet changes. It's, as Sue was talking about, you know, we want to, like, be more patient with our loved ones, maybe. Or, you know, I did something recently that I never do, and that's doom scrolling. I haven't spent so much time online and letting, like, the politics of the world get to me. And I'm like, this is not you. You don't usually get like this. And so, you know, I'm not going to say I failed, but I certainly lost my Zen sensibilities there for a while. And, you know, going to cut that out now. But then, you know, there's always the beautiful, wonderful things on, like, the dodo, where people rescue animals and fall in love and are having a good time without causing pain to each other. So, you know,
right,
we can always balance that with positivity and not let the world get to us, really, because it is, I don't know if it was Jaden, but I felt this loving, strong presence yesterday. And I think it was Jaden, because I felt it around my neck, like the hug he gives you around his neck, around your neck.
Yeah.
And and it was a gentle, soft reminder that, and we were just talking about this too, that all the stuff that is causing us pain in the world is of this world, and we don't have to worry about it once we're done the journey. So we got to remember that we can always tap the spiritual place and just sort of calm ourselves and iron out our ruffled feelings and our wrinkled feelings. And
they are always there to help support too. Always. It's just
always
so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know. Isn't that something? And the more you know that, the more you feel it. It's like you get it, and you can almost dwell in two places at once.
And yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that was just a really, great statement. I mean, that's kind of how you live. You learn to live, and it's just, it's like the spirit world in some way is almost tangible to you. It's just
absolutely
it's really amazing.
Yeah. And that's why we always encourage people to develop their abilities, because it is such such a good medicine for this this crazy, crazy world we live in, this crazy planet.
Oh,
but
it is.
Well, you guys, we've got some lovely callers waiting patiently, and shall we let them join the conversation and see what their resolutions and like that. And just remember, everyone, if you don't make it through a day or something, remember there's that little voice that says, we'll try again tomorrow. And you've always, what's that little prayer? Dear God of second chances, here I am again. There's always another chance. Mm-hmm. You can always reset and start again.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, here we go. And we're going to go with our first caller here. That's 312. You're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Why, hello there. Yes, my name is Elizabeth. I am
Hi, Elizabeth. From
Chicago.
Hi. How are you doing there? Is it cold in Chicago?
It's freezing, but it was actually nice today. So,
a little sun. So, did you meet Fox, Elizabeth?
So it's the wind was down.
Oh, good. Yeah, because that's the Windy City, right?
Well, that's
because
the politicians are a bunch of blowbags. That's why we call it the Windy City.
There you go. I love it. Oh, my goodness. So, Elizabeth, do you want to share any thoughts on resolutions or reinventing ourselves? Have you got anything to share on that?
Well, I put...
Oh, congratulations.
I'm looking at the dollars, you know, piling up from, you know, it's like $15 a pack or something. So I say so about $30 so far.
Holy doodles, yeah. Good
that's
for
awesome.
You.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I can breathe better. So that was a big plus for me. And,
Yeah, there comes that time when the rewards of quitting start to make themselves known. And you're like, ooh. Your clothes don't smell and all kinds of lovely prizes you get for that. So, Elizabeth, how can we help you tonight? Did you have a question you'd like us to look at?
Well, yes. I had a dear friend of mine. I was taking care of her dog. Her dog was an old chihuahua, about 17 years old, crippled. Her name was Cookie, and she had to put her down. She used to stay with me a lot, and I was wondering, I'd like to know where Cookie is, because she was a very feisty 17-year-old. I'm guessing she was 17. She was a rescue. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cookie is running and playing and having pain-free, like a puppy.
Oh. Is she with anybody?
I see another dog with her. Well, she's with tons of people and animals over there because that's how it is. But there's primarily another dog, a little bit bigger than Cookie, that's a little darker, that's with that. They're together all the time. There's a little bit elderly lady, like a grandmother or a great aunt type person, that really tends to Cookie.
Aww.
And there's
a tiger
cat with Cookie.
Uh-huh.
And Cookie says, as hard as the decision was, I was ready. And it was the absolute right thing to do. And thank you.
Oh, love you, Cookie.
And Cookie does come to visit Mama. Mama will Mama will see like something and look. And there's nothing there, and it's Cookie running through to say hi. And Cookie goes through at breakneck speed just to prove that they're okay now.
Oh, that is sweet. Thank you so much for that. I'm going to tell her mom. Her mom has an animal shelter, so you hit it dead on. That house, her house is the busiest house I've been in. She runs an animal shelter, a pet rescue animal shelter.
Oh.
Did Cookie
and that
like
was her baby.
Favorite little... A little ball or a little bone that had a bell in it. Because I'm seeing like a little toy with a bell.
I always used to surround her with toys. I don't know. I'm going to have to ask her mom.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow. And anything else you want to say?
Are you thinking about moving or going on a trip soon?
Oh, my God. You are amazing because I actually have to go to court about my living situation. My man passed away in February, and his brother is trying to make me homeless, and I have 3 cats. Yes. So I might have to move. I don't know what's going to happen.
Okay, I'm going to say you're probably going to have to move because move and trip came up. But
mm-hmm.
It's going to be very positive for you.
I love you. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Do you have a place to donate? Can I donate to Sacred Embers somewhere? Or
I don't know. Do we, Lynn?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Okay.
I'll have to get that. I think I know it. Shannon takes care of that sort of thing. So I'll look up the. Are you a member of Sacred? Are you a member of Sacred Embers group, Elizabeth?
I read about it, and I think I'm going to jump in on that.
Well, I'll tell you
I'm going to definitely jump in.
Definitely join the group, and then you can.
Okay.
I can private message you and give you the address. I think we were talking about putting a little widget on our thing just for stuff like that. So that's very kind of you, Elizabeth. Did you want to go
to
my
email? I email Nikki.
It's Shannon. Just a minute.
I'll email
Shannon.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you know who I mean by Shannon? Just ask her. Shannon Johnson.
Okay.
And she can take care of that for you. That's very kind.
I wasn't sure about that. I know all of us do readings and work and stuff for hire on the side, but I didn't know about a donation, and that was a wonderful question.
Yeah, well,
and
that's
who am I
to the
speaking
group.
With right now. Who was that?
Sue.
Okay, Sue, thank you.
So Sue Field Scalamonti is the person who just did the reading. Yeah.
There's Sue, there's Nikki, there's Shannon. Okay.
Oh, yeah. No, there's a whole team, and we're actually, the shows are coming back on the air. We'll hopefully have another run where we have a show each weeknight. We're just getting back on our feet again.
Great.
Yeah, no, we're very happy to, we've been doing this, I think this is our fourth or fifth year, I can't remember now. But I'll just give
all?
You what, I see, I know it feels like forever, right? But I'll just give you what came in on Cookie, Elizabeth, and
okay.
I'm given the image, and I get this when we're talking about unending love. So just because Cookie left her dog suit on Earth, which, you know, we're basically made of stardust.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And we get these bodies for a little while, but it's a continuum, okay? And what I get sent, I don't know if you guys have any Celtic in your background or if Cookie's mom does.
I do, heavily.
Okay. Well, the symbol of the Celtic knot comes in here, and that is a knot. There is no beginning and there's no end to it. It describes the love. So Cookie's right there. She just isn't in the dog suit anymore. But her mom and you can connect with her just by thought.
Okay.
They're just not gone is the thing. And that's what
we...
I'm
going to tell her mom because her mom was torn up about it.
Oh,
so
heck no. It's just the dog suit. It's just the dog suit she was in. That little soul is completely herself and who she is. It's basically they describe our bodies as a worn out suit of clothes when we're done with it. Cat Stevens said it really well. Well, my body's been a really good friend, but I won't need it when I reach the end. And that's true.
Oh my gosh. You know what? My partner that just passed away when he was in his 30s, everybody said he looked just like Cat Stevens.
Oh, well.
Wow.
I mean, you said that.
Yeah. Well, it comes in like that, you know. Yeah, and I have to ask one more question. Is there a Lucy in spirit for you or for Cookie's mom?
Oh, my gosh. Lucy. Boy, I have like three Lucys. I had a Louie.
Okay.
And
I
had a black pug named Louie.
Yeah,
this is a Lucy.
And
I'm
going to
let her know.
She's saying, okay, she's saying red hair like Lucy. Does that narrow it down for you?
Okay.
Okay, good. But the Celtic knot is a symbol for you and for Lucy, or for Cookie's mom, to know that love doesn't begin and doesn't end. It is a continuum, and it is about as eternal as you can get. So I hope that comforts her. And Jessica, I know you've got, are you reading cards tonight, hon?
Yes. Hi, beautiful. Elizabeth. My name is Jessica.
Is it Jessica Sue?
Yes, my name's Jessica.
Sue, Nikki, Shannon, and Jessica. Okay, hello.
And Lynn. Lynn is on
Nikki.
Here tonight. Honey.
And Lynn. Oh,
yeah,
Lynn.
I don't think we've got a Nikki. Yeah.
No, no
Nikki. Oh, okay.
Nikki Nyder.
No Nikki.
I don't think. Yeah.
So, Elizabeth, what I do is I pull cards and messages from your guides. And as you were talking and telling your story, I was just shuffling the deck. And what came out for you is the Angel of Strength. And I had that in reverse. It came up reverse for you. And what it means is this card reverse indicates that you are not perceiving the truth of your own power. Perhaps you're even seeing yourself as weak or ineffectual at times. The situation you find yourself in may seem overwhelming, but you absolutely do have the strength to see it through to a successful outcome. They're asking you not to fall into any old patterns of giving your power away. When you let others define you or make decisions on your behalf, you take yourself out of the picture of your own destiny and creation. So meditate on the brilliant, vibrating light of this angel and call eternal power that surges through your life. It's time to take back your control. So this affirmation is beautiful. And it goes,
it's perfect because I've had men trying to throw their authority upon me, and I'm like, screw you, asshole. Excuse my language.
Yep. Oh, no. I hear you. You've got to stand in your power. Absolutely. Great affirmation for this here is, deep within me is abiding strength that knows no bounds. I have all the power I need to achieve all that I want. And that's what Spirit wanted me the message they wanted
Thank
to give you.
You.
So, don't let them men push you around. Don't let no one push you around.
Oh, yeah. We're going to court. And I got a lawyer, so no more pushing around.
Good for you.
Hey, well, thank you, ladies. I really had enjoyed this. It's I'm at the 11-minute mark, so I got to give somebody else a chance.
Oh, bless you.
Thank you.
Elizabeth, join Sacred Embers, if you will, and I will be in touch with you. And we'll look forward to having you in the group, really.
Okay, and I'll be looking for that donation button.
I'll get you email once we put you through. Bless you, and have a beautiful night, Elizabeth. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for that. Thank you.
Love and light,
honey.
Okay, thank you.
Oops, sorry, honey. I didn't mean to cut you off, Elizabeth. My fingers are all thumbs here. So we're going to move on to here we go. Our next caller, and that's 917. You're on the air. Could we get your name, please? 917, are you with us? We may have put them to sleep. Okay, well, I'm going to move on.
That's the same one that didn't answer earlier.
That's right. And we've got another 917 call coming up. 917, you're on the air. Hi. Hello.
Hi, this 917 caller is here.
Oh, good. We have two from, I guess, the same area. So you're the second 917 caller. Could we have your name, please?
Hi, my name's Ellen.
Hi, Ellen. Welcome to the show. We're glad to have you on. Did you want to join the conversation about New Year's resolutions and how we can set our bar too high if we're not careful?
I've been around for a while and I've broken some like that. Mine are like do a certain thing certain number of times a week, not every day, because I know I can't do that. So some of my resolutions this year included meditating 4 times a week. I know I wouldn't do it every day, but I can manage 4 times a week.
Ah, yes.
Wonderful.
That's kind of a funny, it's kind of a funny thing to lay on yourself, because meditation is actually, you know, if you do it, it's supposed to make you feel better, right? So it's like you're doing something good for yourself, but it's like saying I'm going to eat an apple every day, like, you know, but I just go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No, I was just saying, sometimes you just have to create the habit. And then after a while, the habit kind of like, it goes on. So I think I need this to get going. It'll work for me.
Yes. And you can actually get into a place where you could switch into meditation when you're in a, you know, sometimes empaths get into like crowds or whatever, and they, you know, it feels horrible because they're pulling all this energy in and stuff. And if you can flip to the theta brain, even in the middle of a crowd, and become meditative, it can really save you from a lot of anxiety. But I really admire that. 4 times a week, you can do that. And after a while, you probably get hooked on the feeling, you know. So,
well, a lot of us meditate and don't even realize we're meditating.
Yeah.
People think that they have to sit in a certain position and get in a certain frame of mind. But, you know, when you're gardening and your mind is wandering, that's a form of meditation. When you're driving and all of a sudden you're at your destination and you don't remember how you got there, that's a form of meditation.
So
whatever works for you,
but
whatever works for you, you know, baby steps.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. Well, ladies, I like that remark about like getting into using meditation and getting into being able to shield yourself from the, as an empath, from the feelings around you when you're in a crowd. I'll be frank. What's going on in the country in the last couple of days has made it hard for me to focus. I just feel the energy. I also feel distress. So I'm glad to hear that meditation after a while will help with that. But in the meantime, do you mind if I just ask for a message that will somehow bring some good news to me? Kind of, I'm not asking you to make a prediction regarding the political situation. Something that's very more for me personally and more healing, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. We'll see what, is that like a question you were looking to answer? It's just to see what kind of messages are coming through for you?
Yes, that's a good way of putting it. Yes, thank you.
Okay. So go ahead, and Jessica or Sue, if either of you get anything incoming. I want to ask you, Ellen, is there an antique clock been passed down for through your family?
No, not that I know of. Not to me, anyway.
Okay. I don't know where this image is coming from, but I'm seeing like an old, like the kind of thing you'd sit on a mantle with a glass dome over it. It's an old, it's kind of ornate. So I don't know where this is coming from, but I just put through what comes through. So you might check and just see if anybody in your family's got something. It's like a very old one. And one of those fussy, it's got all that fussy, like it would be a nightmare to dust, I guess is how to describe it. It's got a lot of filigree in it. So,
okay.
Sometimes these things make sense later on. So don't worry if it's not making sense right now. But I'd ask about that if anyone in your family would recognize it. Sue, are you pulling anything through? I'm feeling like there's energy around that I'm not quite.
I actually am, Lynn. When you mentioned clock, Sue, I went off in a different direction. So I'm getting a couple things. But when you started talking about the clock and the intricate details on it, And what was coming through to me was time.
Ooh.
And this right now, Ellen, is the time for you. This is the time for you to connect deeply within yourself, within your soul, within your spirit, no matter how sticky and nasty the situation can be, just like dusting that extremely intricate clock. You're going to have a lot of little nooks and crannies to look into to straighten things out for yourself and to take stands on your beliefs and your feelings. You need to work more on communicating with your spirit guides and your angels. They are with us all the time, but they cannot interfere or intercede in our lives without our permission. So you have to learn to talk to them more and ask them for guidance and assistance, because they're right there, and it's like they're knocking on your head saying, come on, let us in, let us in, let us in. And you're not letting them in. You have to open up more. Be more true to yourself. Don't let the outside sources influence you. As much crap as we've got thrown at us with everything that's going on right now, it's time to get the shovel out and shovel the crap out of the way and be yourself. Even if you have to stand alone, it's your time.
Okay.
And a lot of times, even when we stand alone, that is when we are our strongest. Because other people can see our strength and our solitude, and that radiates to them so they can be better at what they need to be. And we help from a distance, and then it draws more positive helping energy in and draws more of the right people into your circle.
Okay.
I'm hearing movement. Are you getting out and moving around enough,
yeah,
or do you need to be more active?
I'm trying to be more active. It's kind of hard because of the lockdown. I am trying to walk every day. I'm working from home, and at least one day a week I go into the office. So I am like exercising, and there is movement, and I actually enjoy movement. I would like it if I could do more heavy exercise.
Okay. I just heard dance.
Okay.
So turn on your favorite music and dance around your house like a fool. Just get your body moving and just feel the music and do whatever. Who cares what you look like? You're in your own house doing your own thing. Just feel the music, feel the sounds around you, and move.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Dance like nobody's watching.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if they are, who the hell cares?
Exactly.
But that's what I'm getting for you, Ellen. So I will pass you off to one of the other ladies and see what they're getting.
Thank you. Thank you. Hi, Ellen. Yeah. This is Jessica. I do readings, card readings. And the card that popped out for you from your guides is a man holding a heart, which could mean that this signals a greater clarity about emotions and your purpose in life. There could be a more balanced approach to family and love at this time, even if these have been like confusing experiences for you in the past. For some, this card could indicate or signal the presence of a new man in your life. One who tends to be more thoughtful and aware. Whether or not this man is a love interest or a friend, he brings a high intention to help where personal projects, family, or home issues are concerned. So a really good affirmation. So a really good affirmation for this card, real quick, is I am comfortable with all the emotions. I honor and express them in appropriate ways, and I feel peace. And that's what I got for you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, we might have a little blip in the station. We lost Lynn. She got dropped. I have to hang up and call back in the house, so do not hang up, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, can you hear me?
We hear you.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay. I don't know what happened, but Lynn got dropped and they were ready to stop the show because she got dropped, poor thing.
Oh, geez. Oh, no.
What do you see? Huh. Okay, I'm sorry about that. My brain's like in left field now. okay, did you have any other questions, Ellen, or is there anything else that we can help you with?
No, I just want to say thank you so much. I appreciate it, and Happy New Year to all of you.
Oh,
thank
you.
You
so much.
Happy New Year to you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you. Okay, let me get my brain together here for a minute.
Oh, okay. It's okay. Technical difficulties.
Yeah, it happens.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I think we're ready to move forward.
Okay.
Area code 203, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, my name's Pat.
Hi, Pat. Welcome to the show. How are you this evening?
Thank you. Oh, pretty good. Glad to be on. I just tuned in, so I'm not sure how you do the readings. But Happy New Year.
Well, thank you. Happy New Year to you. Do you have a specific question we can help you with?
If you want to talk to me about my car... it's kind of too long an explanation, but continual trouble beginning with my mechanic through his negligence over his employer blowing my engine, which got me up to $3,500 loan. It went back for a checkup, and they told me I needed brakes, and it's still in there, and I think I might need front brakes as well. And it continues to be a real, you know, like, just, oh, my God, you know, what has my mechanic been doing? But I think, well, one, I'm going to bring him a letter with all the photographs and all my questions before Mercury turns retrograde, so that's going to be soon. It's been really traumatic to try and get that letter together.
Uh-huh.
And the main thing moving forward is, will I be able to handle this huge expense, but with a concern that is this car going to, you know, continue to have problems? So it's kind of
The car's going to continue to have problems until you find a new mechanic.
Oh, I have a new mechanic.
Okay.
Where I got my car towed to, they're the ones that are finding all these things out that my other mechanic should have been doing. So it's sort of right now catching up on all these things that should have been done. So it's more money and more money and more money, and I'm hoping... is this going to be the end for a while?
Oh, no.
Mm.
these mechanics are good. People from all over the state come to them, so I trust them. And of course, they're fairly expensive, and but very, very thorough. So right now, I'm trusting them to help me get this car back together. It's kind of a big question. Anything that you pick up on, and if, I'm sorry about that. Even is my old mechanic going to be open to maybe rectifying it somehow? You know, lots of questions. Anything that you want to talk about?
Hmm. Geez, the only thing that I was picking up is you need a new mechanic. You might have to get proof from this mechanic on what the other one charged you for but did not do and take legal action.
I don't think I can take legal action. I called my insurance guy, and he said, this is not a new car. You bought it, you know, a number of years ago. You know, you're not going to have an, it's his word against yours. So it's going to, I'm bringing him photographs and a long letter of all the things that he should have taken care of and questioning him. And it's up to him how he's going to come through with it.
Yeah.
And I would like to end up, you know, as it being not a fight, if possible. But even better if he says, hey, what can I do for you?
Right.
But that's
Lynn
up to
Jessica
the universe.
Lynn or Jessica, are either one of you picking up anything for Pat on this?
Yeah. Hi, I'm back again. It's Lynn. I don't know what happened there, but thanks. Thanks for stepping up there, Sue. So I'm sorry. What is the caller's name again, please?
Hi, my name's Pat.
Pat, okay, excellent. What I got was that help comes from an unexpected source, was the message that came through for you. So there's something, it feels like you're overlooking an expert that can help you. Do you have any mechanically inclined friends that you should be tapping their knowledge with?
Well, you know, they've already replaced the engine at $3,500. The brakes, they're working on right now.
What's the model? What's the year and model of this car?
2003 Subaru. And this mechanic and the old mechanic say this is a great car.
Yes.
It's 100,000 mile. You agree?
Can keep any car running, even a Lada, if you're, you know, of the right, if you've got the tools and the knowledge. But I'm getting a feeling, I feel like you've been exploited, I guess is the word. Is that what you're feeling? I kind of came in the middle of this, so
okay.
If I'm missing any info.
Okay, through negligence of my old mechanic, I'm no longer seeing him. But up until November, my engine blew because of him or because of his employer. Well, because of both of them, him and his employer. And I ended up on the highway for 2 hours. Literally, I could have died. It was such a dangerous situation. And AAA messed up, so I was there for 2 hours. And finally, I got towed, you know, an hour away from my home to this place that ended up, I feel, being really good but expensive. And thorough. And they saw my engine was blown. They took care of that. But then they called me up one day and they said, you know what, you need a tune-up really badly. All these things are bad. And I just, you know, I keep finding from my last mechanic, they're sort of taking care of everything and it's expensive. So I've got a loan and I'm just kind of wondering, am I going to be okay handling all this money? And is my car finally going to stop needing a bunch of things for a while? You know, because this is right now, this is a loan that I'll be paying off. And,
absolutely.
Okay, so they found out when they checked up after replacing the engine, they wanted it back to make sure everything was good. And they said, you need rear brakes. And again, I went to my mechanic, the old one, a month before and said, please check the rear brakes. And when I picked it up, they said, no, no problem. So, you know, what's going on with them, I don't know. So now they called today and said, you might need front brakes too. So it's kind of unending at this point. And I'm hoping, is this going to be it for a while? It's a lot of questions, and I said anything you can pick up on. I'm going to be bringing my old mechanic photos and a letter, and I'm not going to fight him. I'm not going to take him to court, but I would like him to offer to come back with something, cutting it, saying, hey, I'll find you another used car, anything. He may be very defensive. You know, I'm giving it up to the universe, but I'm doing whatever I can to document everything. And
good, good, because that is the feeling I'm getting, and I'm seeing like a whole lot of doors you're going to have to knock at. But I'm also getting the word relentless. There is some, I can't put my finger on who this is, but have you in your circle of friends got anyone who is mechanically inclined? Male, female,
no,
doesn't matter.
No, but what's the point of that at this point? I'm already almost $5,000. You know.
Yeah, I'm not asking you to hire anyone. I'm asking you to get, just like you'd go to a doctor and get a second opinion. Because for the first mechanic, I feel like they saw you coming. I'm sorry to say that. I don't mean to hurt your feelings. And it's not anything you did. These guys deserve to be brought to justice. Or you've got to, I want you to try your best to be relentless. And don't stop until you find like an ombudsman or an advocate that will help you get there, because it's going to be like I'm seeing like a bull terrier, you know, holding on to something and not letting go. I'm also thinking of our dear friend Sue's relentless refusal to give up. Okay, this is like the thing that keeps us going is the... Yeah, no, but I mean, it's like I admire that so much when people know they have a case, never, never, never give up on that. So I would shake, you know, talk to people you know, find somebody who you trust, because I feel a strong sense this first mechanic really needs to be brought down to earth a little bit, because I feel like it's not the first time they've done this. The second one, I'm not getting any kind, I'm just getting kind of a neutral kind of feeling. I'm not going one way or the other, but I also wouldn't put my outcome in the hands of this shop either. I would find a third party that can help you. Jessica,
and why
are
you
getting
that?
Any? Oh, I'm just giving you what comes in, love.
I can't
interpret it, and I can't, you know, I'm just... This is what comes through. And the actual image that I'm getting is a long hallway with a whole lot of doors, and they require opening. Each one requires opening. It may get kind of tedious for you, but I would grab onto this, and I wouldn't give up until you get answers. I just feel like you've been taken advantage of. So,
what do you think,
Jessica,
of,
are you... Oh, sorry, hon. Yeah?
I'd love to ask two questions. Is it, I believe you, what you're saying about my mechanic, but I'm wondering if things have changed, because people love him, and I have loved him for years, and I feel like he's taken care of me for years with my other car. I'm wondering, is the mechanic that's working for him that's so negligent?
Yes.
Or, and
yeah, I feel like there's another. Yeah.
Is it both of them, or is it his employee?
I feel like there's a lack of communication going on here. Like,
yes,
the two, you know, I feel like whoever this other person in the shop is, they probably need to be maybe brought into line or educated more or fired, perhaps, yes.
I know him. He's lazy. That's my guess.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's cost me.
Yeah. He's costing his employer as well. And
yeah.
These guys they're out there, and that, you know, I mean, we know the world is full of creeps, you know, and they often don't know how crappy they're being. They, you know, they're just not mindful people in the first place. And very often it's like a self-serving thing. And yes, you may have seemed, because when a person doesn't have a lot of mechanical knowledge, and that, I'm not saying everyone needs to go out, but I would say, you know, when you're driving a vehicle, at least have a rudimentary knowledge about the engine, especially an older
yeah.
car like that. That's something you can fix yourself if you get the manual
yeah.
out, you know.
Yeah.
And, excuse me, and... yeah, so I feel a sense of relentlessness that is required
okay.
of you to follow it down. You don't have to get all, you know, vengeful or anything like that.
Right.
But I would kind of go all Vulcan on the subject and, like, don't get emotional or angry, but just do your homework and follow it through. And I would follow through on the legal aspects of this, too. I know it's a really crazy area because people get ripped off all the time, but
yeah.
I feel that you do have a solution if you're relentless.
Another question.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know what, if I was a comedian, this would be a great story and I'd win the contest, but I can't turn it into humor. I mean, it's, the whole thing is incredibly stunning. What about going to the newspapers?
Yeah. There's all kinds of avenues. I mean, there's the obvious one. You can always do a Yelp review. There's all kinds of ways without being, like, there's a vindictiveness that you want to avoid, okay? Because
exactly.
you're not trying to hurt this person. You're just trying to call attention to the mess. I want to use a ruder word, but the mess, you know, that they've created for you.
Would a local newspaper be interested in this kind of story?
Well, this is, again, where I got the feeling that there's an unexpected source for you, that there's help available in an unexpected source. So
yeah.
I would knock on all these doors. I would pursue it. And don't get discouraged if it doesn't happen right away. But I feel
right.
like if you're persistent, you're going to connect with somebody who will be an advocate for you or provide information, an ombudsman sort of
okay.
person.
Okay.
So keep the search going, and you're going to feel like, bingo, this is the person that I've been
okay.
looking for, and they will help you. Yeah, and I would totally go to the paper, and even if they don't want to post anything about it, you could ask for advice, right? Where do I go next? Who do I? Because they probably
okay.
know the next person to call.
That's a good idea.
Consumer affairs, you know, there's all kinds of avenues. And I think it's just a little homework on your part to find them, but
yeah.
follow them down. Just get your detective hat on and follow these leads down. And the answer, the message that came in was pull help in from an unexpected source.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Sounds like a dandy car. I mean, it's well worth keeping going, and it's
okay.
You know, served you well. So I
That's
wonder,
helpful.
Jessica, are you pulling? Oh, good. I'm glad, hon.
Thank
Jessica,
you so
are you
much.
Pulling any? You're very welcome.
Yes, Lynn, I'm here. And hi, Pat. This is Jessica.
Hi. Hi.
And it's interesting that I pulled this card. Well, I shuffle the deck, and then I ask Spirit to give me a message for you. And this is the card that popped out for you. And I think it has a lot to do with what Lynn was saying. The card that popped out for you was a woman holding a coin. This card came upright. The elegantly dressed woman on this card sits on a beautiful chair holding a bright gold coin. When the card comes upright in a woman's reading, it may refer to her directly, or to a successful endeavor regarding her own finances. This card could also signal a woman of support or assistance regarding these issues. She may give you financial advice or connect you with someone who does. This woman may be someone you meet where you make your money, or it may be a woman of wealth and value.
Either way, this card is telling you to be on the lookout for help, helpful assistance,
okay,
or even the possibility of, you know, a new friendship connection. But I think this card actually goes, so, I mean, if you're looking for legal advice or assistance or someone to help you, I would keep an eye out for a woman,
okay,
that might be able to help you. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's what I got.
Do you think going to the paper and if they were interested in doing a story, is that revengeful?
I don't think it's vengeful. I think it's probably shining light on a subject that probably needs to be brought back into balance or
okay,
justice in some way. Yeah, and I think that's
yeah,
perfectly okay.
Okay.
I just got a flash. I have the flashlight on here, and when you said that, Jessica, I got a great big
uh-huh,
flash. So I take that
yeah,
as a affirmation, confirmation.
Spirit,
yep.
Yeah, spirit validation for sure.
Do you think my mechanic, the mechanic?
What in the heck?
Did we just lose Pat?
I think we did.
Oh, no.
I think maybe Blog Talk is drunk again tonight because that
I
was
think
weird.
Because so, I just heard like a beep 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 on my phone and there like I
That's
was
what
putting
happened.
It on hold and off and back and forth and nothing and then she was gone.
Yeah, that's exactly what I heard before I got dropped off too. So I got knocked off. Okay, well, you know, we'll see what we can do. Anyway, where are we here? We still have...
Yeah, we were on Pat. I think that was all pretty good advice, though, guys, and I think it all kind of flowed together for her.
Yeah.
For that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm really sorry, Pat, if you're listening. I have no idea what happened there, but...
Yeah. Well... It's I don't know, it could be the energy, but it could be Blog Talk is drunk tonight. And
who knows?
Anyway, thank goodness, Sue, you were able to get back on as host. So that's it must have been fun.
Right.
How are we on our, I can see, so who would be next here?
It looks like
wait a minute.
Skype caller.
Like number 5? All right. Hi, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, ladies. Thank you. My name is Wendy from California.
Hi, Wendy.
Hey, Wendy.
Thanks for your patience with our wacky show tonight.
Oh, I'm a very patient person. And I was administratively separated from my employer on October 19th because they were tired of waiting for me to regain my health. And when I was speaking to HR on October 19th, part of the issue was a hearing disability. And I had notified them that I spent $4,500. I was anticipating them within a few weeks. But the HR lady virtually ignored me and went straight ahead and fired me. And I do have an attorney 2 days later. And this firm has 98% success rate. They say that this employer violated ADA and also age discrimination. So this attorney, I think in my favor, the icing on the cake is we can request legally a copy of the audio conversation. And also she sent a summary of our conversation, which is totally out of line. And also I have a letter from the head of audiology at the local hospital where I go stating that I can do my job very successfully and have done so for years, but I need functioning hearing aids in addition with 2 other items. And by the way, I'm the one paying for the hearing aids, not them, of course. So what do you all see happening? Will I win my case? Will I get a settlement?
Wow.
Hi, this is Sue. I just heard the phrase sitting pretty.
Oh.
So even though you were unjustly treated and discriminated against, I feel like everything is going to turn around in your favor, and you're not going to have anything to worry about.
Well, good. And will I get money? Anything substantial?
I'm sorry, you broke up a little bit, honey. What was that?
I'm an extremely kind person, so I actually forgive the HR lady. But I think the universe wanted me to stand up for myself and for other people.
Oh, absolutely.
So
absolutely.
Will I get a financial settlement of any
anything
that'll be substantial?
That's what I think the sitting pretty is. I don't think you're going to have anything to worry about. I think you will get a pretty sizable financial judgment.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, wonderful. Oh, well, that sounds good. And you know what? I have severe back issues. I became ill in January. And I did everything I was supposed to do. I signed over access to my HIPAA records, everything. Enormous proof and confirmation. But I really think that the letter that the head of audiology wrote will be my $1 million letter, and also the audio tapes, and will be helping me to win, and also the summaries that were, there were three summaries that were sent up to three calls that were grossly negligent about what they say that I agreed to or what I said, which is false. So if it hadn't been for the HR lady purposely positioning me and ignoring me, telling her on the phone, how can I do my job if I cannot hear? She ignored me and fired me anyway. And I was working on a resolution, $4,500 out of my pocket, which they were highly aware of. And I did give her a date of return. So I think that they're going to be embarrassed. They are a medical insurance company. It's not going to make them look very good.
Yeah, they don't look good to begin with. But is your back issue due to an injury?
Thank you. When do you see me getting the settlement? Because I really don't want to go to court.
It's going to be a little bit of a fight, but it's not going to be, I don't feel it's going to be a long fight.
Mm-hmm.
And it might go to arbitration, but I don't know about court.
Uh-huh.
Now, is your back issue due to an accident?
Yes, I had a terrible car accident 30 years ago, and then 2 years ago, I was in a taxi cab, and I was in the back seat, and rear end collision, and it hit me in the same place.
Okay.
And there's been times when I have not been able to walk. I had to crawl to the bathroom. I've been in so much pain. And and also the issue now is due to some hand surgery about 6 years ago, 5 years ago, my fingers are curling down, so I cannot keyboard. So, and I have proof of that. I even have photographs that I sent to my physical therapist. So I think that I have plenty of proof that is indisputable.
Yeah, I think you do too. Have you tried any alternative medicines or treatment for your pain and your inflammation?
I'm open to it.
I would check into, now I'm not a doctor or anything like that, so I can't give no advice, but possibly like an acupuncture or acupressure.
You know, I did try acupuncture. It didn't really do much for me, but acupressure might be a possibility, but not during COVID.
Well, yeah. And I keep seeing, like, an ointment being rubbed So possibly like an herbal ointment to help with the stiffness and the inflammation and the pain.
Okay. Well, and that's fine with me. I would greatly prefer something like that. Ibuprofen doesn't always cut the pain. So,
no.
And my doctor only allows me to take 2 800-milligram tablets a day. She will not allow me to have any codeine at this point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I must be a strong lady the way I have carried on, but I am a very gentle spirit. I'm a kind soul. I'm forgiving, but I honestly believe the universe, a life lesson is for me to stand up for myself and for other people.
Yes. Check into the CBD creams and ointments. You can get CBD oils and creams and ointments that do not have any of the opiate in them.
Uh-huh.
Don't have any of the THC in it. You still get all the benefits, but you don't get the drug in it. Don't get it from just like any corner store. Check into a reputable dealer.
Okay.
And that might be worth trying. You could also try a blend of, what is that, Lynn? Is it Comfrey? It works on pain and inflammation.
Comfrey is good. Are you going to watch Comfrey, though, because it can do your liver in if you use too much. Curcumin, found in turmeric. Curcumin is one of the best anti-inflammatories.
Curcumin.
I know what you're thinking of something else, too. Capsicum from... the red peppers.
Yeah,
from
the hot peppers.
Yeah, cayenne peppers.
And what about calendula? I know that works on, like, skin irritation. Does that help with pain and inflammation, too? Or is that just more of a topical?
It's usually you use it topically. Let me just see. Just having a quick peek. Yeah, it's an anti-inflammatory. Calendula oil is an antifungal, anti-inflammatory, and antibacterial.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So if you could find dried calendula flowers and mix that. Oh, I think she just dropped.
No. Another one bites the dust. She has to. Wow.
Oh, wow.
Well, if Wendy's still listening, you can just Google the anti-inflammatory, natural anti-inflammatories, and you'll see a list. And just make sure it's not contraindicated with any of your medications before you do get into any of that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right.
I have a question for you guys, and that is, we are getting awful close to our 90-minute mark. Do you want me to throw a half hour? We can add another half hour if everybody's got the energy.
I would really love if we could cut it short, just because I have so much to unpack. Just
no worries, Jessica. You're in another room, and we get that. So we may have to ask the callers that have been waiting so patiently. We'll be back next Friday, unless monkeys get us or something, and we will. So call back, and if you can call back in the 15 minutes before the show starts, then you're very likely to get on. But we do fill up very, very quickly, and we get a really long line. So we have a few minutes left here, and are we still – so we're not talking to Wendy anymore.
No.
We only have – I don't think we can take another caller right now. Oh, bless you. Okay, so and I just wanted to say to Cat Love about her cat Winston. Cat Love is in the chat room, and I want to say to you, Cat Love, I think if you can open. I know grief can be a big block. Winston passed in her arms around Christmas, and
I'm so sorry.
The grief is. Yeah, we've all been there, and the grief is deep. But if you can take the grief and use the energy of the grief to ask him to come and give you a sign. Usually when cats pass, at least for me, I feel them, I can feel their energy walking around me the way cats do. And our particular guy, I was telling you, we have your cat's twin there, Daisy, and her brother Moose died. And I was sitting sitting there, and I felt our other cat, Daisy, jump up and rub into me and walk around. And I looked to give her a pat, and there was nothing visual there. And Daisy was in another room. So they will come around you. So use the grief to help bring him through and raise the vibration so it's not so hard for them to come through. But they never, never leave you, darling. And Winston is there still with you. We all know that, you know. We just know they don't leave us. They just get out of the cat suit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, very much so. So, my dear.
Lynn, did not make it. The callers that did not make it on tonight, I wrote down your phone numbers. So if you can call back next week, we will make sure and get you on the air.
Yeah. I was just going to say that because the validation that I was getting through with Wendy, with all of, you know, with her story and situation, was that validation from spirit that she is absolutely as sweet as a soul she is, and so am I in the same way. We've got to stick up for ourselves because that kind of leaves us open for being taken for granted at times, and I've learned that. She is going to receive justice in this situation, and I do see compensation monies being made, but I don't have a time frame on that.
Thank you. I agree.
Yeah,
I agree. That's wonderful. I was also going to say to Wendy, you know, remember that a lot of people mistake kindness for weakness, and so the kind people have to teach the others how to treat them, you know. We don't have to use violence or anything like that, but, you know, can sort of pull back your energy when people try to mess with you. And you know, call Sue. She's really good at beating people up.
Forget her.
Sue will take you down. I'm kidding. She's actually one of the gentlest souls I know, but don't mess with Sue, you know. Yeah. Pity the fool.
I have a button. I have a limit. I try to be nice to everybody, but I do have a limit. I try so hard to be nice to everyone, but I am one of those. In case the callers haven't noticed, I'm very blunt and straightforward and call it like I see it.
And we love that about you.
Yeah, it's all love and light, but take no shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Oh, Bo, too. Thank you for all your comfort to cat love, because it is hard when we lose our fur babies. And it's as much a member of the family as any species. Okay, real quick, Jessica, how can people find you if they want to get in touch?
Okay. My name is Jessica Marie Tatro. You can find me on my profile under Jessica Marie Tatro on Facebook, or on the Sacred Embers website. Or we also have a group called Jaden's Way Speaks from Heaven, where I work with my son from heaven. We work very closely with the special needs community, and you can find us there. Thank you.
Beautiful. And Sue, how can we find you?
I am Sue Fields Delamonte. You can find me on my Facebook page or with the Sacred Embers group.
Beauty. And I can be found at lblaisdell.wixsite.com/Lynn. And with that, I'm going to bring on Louis to sing us out. Sweet dreams to you both, and thank you. I love you both, and thank you to all these beautiful callers. We'll talk to you next week.
Good night.
Love and light.
I see trees of green, red.